Ned's green eyes flash with alarm as he looks up. The big clock glows faintly behind him. Mary, I was just leaving you a note.
A note?
My throat catches. Did Ned send the note I got this morning? Does he drive a dark car? I thought you left for the day. Your secretary was gone, so I couldn't leave a message. He studies opera singing.
Opera, huh?
Ned rises awkwardly. He replaces one of my ballpoints in their mug and snatches a piece of paper from my desk.
Is that the note?
I set my briefcase on the file cabinet.
Yeah.
He crumples it up and stuffs it into his jacket pocket.
But you won't need it now.
I can tell you what it says.
I thought you might like to grab some dinner.
Dinner? I don't know what else to say. So I stare at him open-mouthed, like a trout.
I heard you won an important motion. We could celebrate.
You want to celebrate my winning a motion?
Sure. Why wouldn't I?
Maybe because we're competing with each other. You know, for partnership.
He looks stung.
I didn't even think of that, Mary. I sigh, suddenly exhausted by the intrigue, the guessing, the strangeness of my life of late.
I don't get it, Ned. The last time we had dinner was in law school.
He looks down for a minute, studying his wingtips. When he meets my eye, his gaze is almost feline in its directness.
I wanted to call you back, but by the time I got my courage up, you were practically engaged.
It sounds genuine. I feel flattered and wary at the same time. I don't know what to say, so I don't say anything.
I remember seeing you doing research in the library. You looked like you were on cloud nine, unless it was the sheer joy of working for Bitterman.
Not likely.
How could you stand that guy? I know he's supposed to be a legal genius, but what a jerk.